In 1980, two 20-something New Yorkers moved to a remote village in southern China. They knew very little Chinese history and barely spoke the language. Because China was so closed off from the rest of the world at the time, the two Americans were the first foreigners many of the people in the small village had ever met.
One of those travelers was playwright Warren Light. He won a Tony Award in 1999 for Sideman. It told the story of his life as the son of a jazz musician. Now he's written about his experience teaching in China after the Cultural Revolution. No Foreigners Beyond This Point is now at Center Stage in Baltimore, its world premiere. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Warren Light says he wrote constantly when he was in China in 1980. He wrote letters, kept a diary, and brought it all home with him.
So I had this giant box of material that I was convinced was interesting. People who'd received my letters while I was away were passing them around and talking about them. But I wasn't at all a part of the literary establishment in New York. I was essentially unemployed. I took the box to one book agent that a friend of a friend knew. And he basically opened the lid, looked at it, and said, "China don't sell, kid."
That was 22 years ago. Warren Light says he's been carrying around that box ever since, waiting for someone to show an interest. In the meantime, he wrote for magazines The National Lampoon and Mademoiselle. When his play Sideman won a Tony 3 years ago, he figured he was on his way to a career in theater, but soon discovered you can't make a living as a playwright. So he went to work for TV.
At the moment, I'm a writer-producer on Law & Order Criminal Intent. So I just this morning, I murdered two people.
But last year, when the artistic director at Center Stage in Baltimore asked him to write a play, he jumped at the chance. He suggested his China story, and she agreed. No Foreigners Beyond This Point begins on a New York City street when Andrew Baker, played by Ian Shee, runs into Paula Wheaton, played by Carrie Preston. She's a girl Andrew had a huge crush on in high school.
You want to maybe get together sometime?
Sure.
How's Friday?
Oh, Friday, I can't.
Well, that's okay.
No. It's weird. I have a meeting in Chinatown. This woman who my parents met in Yugoslavia, her husband, Khan, he's a businessman, is trying to set up a program to send teachers into China.
China?
Mainland.
You're kidding.
So I have to meet with him.
Wow. China, that's amazing.
What?
I have always wanted to teach in China.
Before he knows it, Andrew Baker is packing his bags. He's less interested in teaching in China than he is in Paula Wheaton. Neither of them have any idea what they're getting into. Warren Light says, like his character, he was almost completely unprepared for the trip. He'd taken one course from a leftist professor that made him think China was a worker's paradise.
Every expectation I had turned in on itself. We also grew up thinking about the Red Menace and Communist China's going to possibly be a military threat to us. I mean, their airport security system were two guys with rifles pointed at the sky. I couldn't shave when I got there. They hadn't gone through the Industrial Revolution, really. So caps didn't fit on jars, razor blades were corrugated. And we had been taught that this was a giant military threat. And the truth was, as they said over and over and over to me while I was there, China is very backwards. And they were mortified by it.
His biggest shock came when he learned about the Cultural Revolution and its impact on the people he met. Between 1966 and 1976, Chairman Mao Zedong led a brutal campaign to eliminate any opposition to his Communist Party. Intellectuals, teachers, and artists were seen as a threat and were sent to work as laborers in the fields. It's believed that some 500,000 Chinese were killed. When Warren Light traveled there 4 years later, people were still feeling the effects. In the play, the character Teacher Chen is one of those. While she is mostly tight-lipped about her experience, she alludes to her life before the Cultural Revolution as she dances at a party with the young American Paula Wheaton.
You're a very good dancer.
I think I am all toes and have two left feet.
Nonsense.
May I say this?
You may say it, but it's not true. You have good rhythm.
I studied music for many years.
What do you play?
Not now. This is before. My violin was destroyed and my wrist broken. Now I listen.
I'm sorry.
No bother. Now everything is better, you see. We dance like we were young.
Teacher Chen is played by Jane Wong, a Chinese-American who grew up in New York City. Her parents, who run a restaurant in Chinatown, fled mainland China just before the Cultural Revolution. Relatives who stayed behind came under suspicion for having contact with the ones who left.
My uncle was sent to a swine farm, pig farm, and my cousin was sent to a labor camp for about 7 years. They were sent down, or re-educated, or xiafang, as they say in the play.
In the play, the Chinese students make clear to the Americans that even the teachers have lost their credibility because they've been more or less brainwashed by the Cultural Revolutionaries. Even their opinions about a movie are dismissed.
That's a good idea. I know I've heard some people say movies in China are good because they're educational or inspiring.
If people say it, you mean the teachers, right? Well, they were all xiafang at least once. Sent down.
Yeah, re-educated.
Bu shi xia fang. Sent to the countryside to clean houses and shovel night soil. Principal Wong, they purge him so many times, he doesn't trust his shadow.
Playwright Warren Light says, while No Foreigners Beyond This Point is autobiographical, he could not have written it while he was in China, because he says he had no idea what the people around him had been through.
It'd be like arriving in Germany around 1948, but not having known about World War II. People had gone through hardship on a level that, you know, a 22-year-old college graduate can't even comprehend. I mean, what's the worst thing that happened to me? My bicycle was stolen, or they've gone through horror, and they had such dignity with the way they handled it. I mean, I think when we got there, people were pretty much in post-traumatic stress situations, but there was something heartbreaking about their strength and their ability to keep going. Maybe it's a lesson I understand better now than I did then. At the time, I thought, God, these people are on edge. Even now, I don't think people understand how cataclysmic the Cultural Revolution was and how many people's lives were destroyed.
Warren Light hopes to show the very personal effects of that period in China's history with his new play. He notes that he's already hearing about other people's experiences there, one of the added benefits to being a struggling playwright.
With Sideman, people ended up telling me their entire life stories every time they met me. Now people are telling me about their trips to China. So maybe the next play I'll do will have a menage a trois, just because those would be more interesting stories to get from people.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.